Unit 8. Recording 45.
Simon, you work at the Bank of England's museum. I didn't even know the Bank of England had a museum.
Oh, yes, it does. There are many surprising things about the Bank of England. The museum is great. You can see old banknotes, and you can even try to lift a gold bar.
OK, well, you should know the answers to this quiz, then.
Let's have a look. Right. Question one is easy. It was founded in 1694 as a bank for the government.
OK, I think even I know the answer to the next one. It's C, isn't it? The old lady of Threadneedle Street.
Yep, that's right. Threadneedle Street is the bank's address.
Why old lady?
I have no idea. Anyway, the answer to question three is true. The Bank of England does store gold for other countries.
I didn't know that.
That's true. And number four is A. £1,000 is the highest denomination banknote ever issued by the bank.
What about number five? That isn't true, is it?
Actually, it is true. Banknotes were entirely handwritten until 1725, when the bank started printing them. But they were still signed individually by one of the cashiers until 1853.
Amazing! And what about number six? This is a joke, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's absolutely true. The man was a sewer worker, and he wrote to the directors and offered to meet them at a time of their choice in the gold vaults, which he then did.
But why didn't he just steal the gold?
Ah, he was a very honest man. And the directors of the bank gave him £800 as a reward for his honesty.
I see. That was a lot of money then.
It's a lot of money now. But not as much as the price of one gold bar.
That's question seven, isn't it? OK, how much is one gold bar worth?
Well, of course, the price fluctuates a lot, but at the moment it's about £200,000.
OK. Number eight, true or false?
Ah, now that one is false. Actually, the Bank of England started to set the official interest rate in 1997.
That's quite late. Who did it before that?
The government.
What about number nine?
That's false too. The Bank of England will replace a damaged note, no matter what the cause.
What if it got wet?
Well, there has to be evidence of at least half the note, and it helps if the serial number is still there.
OK, and finally, the old and damaged notes, how does the bank destroy them?
Ah, this is a trick question. In fact, both these answers are correct. They burn about half the notes, and the other half are turned into compost. Farmers use it to improve their soil.
Now I've heard it all. Many thanks, Simon.
You're welcome.
Copyright Pearson Education Limited, 2011.